State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm good. You know, it's rough. We've actually worked 4 days this week.
I know. I tell you, it's a long week. Well, you know, of course, the highlight, I guess, of the week was the State of the State address, and there are a few things that the governor laid out. Let me have your thoughts on what you heard from the governor.
You know, interesting. I thought he did a good job. He laid out some emergency items. I'm glad that CPS was at the top of that. You know, and they talked about the hiring freeze, and we worried. And, of course, then their staff came back the following day and said not for CPS. So the fact that he's made that a priority, I think that is something that the legislature does need to take care of.
You know, in talking to Representative Rainey yesterday, I mean, everybody likes the idea of lowering taxes, but, you know, we don't know, and earlier this week, Congressman Flores said he tended to think that there was going to be money to take care of border security that Texas has had to pony up for before. So that may be off the board, but still, you're at odds over how much money the budget should be with the Senate, and we've got the idea of maybe some sort of a tax reform, and Representative Rainey had said, and I'll ask you the same thing, concern about where do we move these dollars? Is this a shell game that we're doing? How can we provide the services we need? And then also talk about property tax cuts on the state level.
You know, I don't envy anybody that's going to be on appropriations. And I say that as I could wake up next week and get committee assignments, and that may be on my plate every
You're right.
day. But,
yeah, yeah.
You know, we serve at the Speaker of the House, but, you know, we've got a $3 billion shortfall. We've got three different budget proposals. You know, the House came out with one that's $5 billion more than the Senate, and then the governor laid out his budget. I mean, the possible places for additional money are going to be tough to be found. I mean, what do you do? Where do you cut? Where do you grab them? Where do you move them? I mean, the flexibility on some of the programs we have to fund is not available. So the tax cuts and the rainy day fund will be talked about between the two chambers. Whether people agree or disagree, you got to have the conversation, and it's going to be tough.
So as one of 150 in the House of Representatives, when is the right time to tap into that rainy day fund, at least in your view?
In my view, we have the largest savings account of any state in the union. We've done a good job. We've been very conservative in the way we approach this. But that's what that savings account for. When we talk about local control, we talk about treating the budget like a normal family's income and checkbook, and you have a savings account. When it's time to dip into that, it's time to evaluate and see what bills are necessary to be paid. And if that's our only option, we're going to have to exercise that option.
State Representative Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. Yesterday, the speaker decided that he wanted to come out and make a statement as far as straight party ticket voting is concerned. What are your thoughts there?
You know, I think that led from an incredible State of the Judiciary by Chief Justice Heck. I thought Nathan did a great job, and he made points about judges do not need to be political because you force them into ideology. A judge needs to be fair. Our legal system needs to offer that fair trial for everybody. You know, I could argue, and we all will, that our judicial system is the difference between us and every other country and state in the world. So that's important for those judges not to be partial or swayed by political ideology. So from the standpoint of voting for our judges, I wish people had the time and to research and understand who they are voting for judges. Most of the time, that's the part of the ticket that they understand the least, and that's sad because they are truly one of the most important parts of our governmental system.
You know, again, he spoke, and a lot of things really that he touched on are concerns that our state is having to help in many ways, for instance, with mental health. There needs to probably be bail reform. As we've talked about, the largest mental health facility in Texas is the Harris County Jail. I mean, that's a scary situation, and the judicial system is having to take care of a situation that really was not intended.
Exactly. I mean, not only Harris County, but, you know, when I talk to my sheriffs in my little communities, you know, Falls, Robertson, and Limestone, they're dealing with the same issues, and they do not have the funds or the staff to take care of them, or they were not trained to deal with those individuals with those unique situations.
You know, let me ask you this, because again, you deal with a bunch of counties, and I know that we saw this at least in Brazos County, where there was a recent murder trial where the investigators from the DA's office had to go to a foreign country to talk to people and interview people as part of the the prosecutorial process. It's getting so expensive now for capital cases to be heard that I'm sure this puts a strain. I know it does in Brazos County. I'm sure it does in some of your smaller counties as well.
Oh, it's put a huge strain. And, you know, I had the opportunity to speak to the Brazos County Bar Association the other day and had a great visit. And, you know, they were adamant about they still don't have enough courts as well. So we've got to figure out a way to define and make sure the judicial system has all the tools and courts available to make this, keep them effective, to keep our security and our way of life. And that mental health ticket is something we need to address, and I hope we'll have time to do that this legislative session.
Yeah, it's amazing, all the new responsibilities, and yet the governor wants to talk about cutting taxes. Well, that's what you guys get paid you don't get paid big bucks, do you?
We don't need to go there.
Yeah, well, at least I hope you have a committee assignment when we talk next week. That'd be a good thing.
That would give us something fun to talk about, so I look forward to that.
All right. We visit with State Representative Kyle Cassell each week, and you can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Scott, thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.